Hi, guys. I'm Aubrey. I'm 16 years old. I want to tell you about something that happened when I was 14. It was a really difficult situation. I had information that would change the life of the person I loved the most. I couldn't decide whether to share that information or not. It was one of the hardest times of my life. Wondering what I'm talking about and what I ended up doing? Let me start at the beginning. 4 years ago, my mom, my dad, and I had a happy life. I loved them both, but I was more attached to my mom. To me, she was the best mom in the world. She was a very loving mom. I never wanted to be apart from her. I could never wait to get home from school. As soon as I got home, I'd tell her all about my day at school. She'd listen to me patiently, try to understand me, give me advice, and plant kisses on my cheek. One day, I was called out of class. My dad was at school. He looked really sad. I asked him what happened. He said that Mom had a car accident. When we got to the hospital, I learned the sad truth. She had passed away. I cried so much. Why did this happen to me? I had so little time with her, I thought, breaking down. I had lost her when I was only 12. I had to live my life without her from that moment on. A year had passed after my mom's death. My dad and I were doing okay. One day, he said that he was going to get married. No way, I said. I cried. I objected. I tried convincing him not to do it. He said that he made this decision because I needed a mom. I had a mom. And she died, I said. But he didn't listen to me. Now I had a stepmom. And it was a really annoying situation. I started living with a total stranger. Honestly, she wasn't treating me badly. I was the one being mean. I'd get annoyed with her even if she was asking what I wanted to eat. I acted like a real brat. I just wanted her out of the house because I didn't want anyone to replace my mom, so I kept on picking fights with her. My dad was obviously aware of this. One day he said, "Whatever you do, things won't change. She's a part of our family now. You need to accept it and learn to live with her." It looked like I had no choice. She wasn't going to leave. After that, I stopped being so mean to her, but I didn't try to be friendly either. One day, we were on a school trip. We were visiting museums in the city. We got off the bus in front of a museum. I was surprised to see my stepmother's car parked in front of the next building. What could she be doing in this part of town? She worked all the way on the other side of town, and that's where she should be right now. I got curious. I left the group and walked towards the car. There was a coffee machine on the back seat. That was odd. We had a coffee machine at home. Why did she get a new one? The other bag was filled with cosmetics. In another bag, I saw a bunch of clothes. I became suspicious. I made up an excuse and called her. I asked her random questions, trying to figure out where she was. "I'm at work," she said. She was blatantly lying to me. That night, she came home empty-handed. She hadn't brought anything that was in the back seat. Did she leave them in her car? I made something up and went outside. I checked the car. The back seat was empty. I was shocked. She had lied about being at work and she hadn't brought all that stuff home. Why was she in that random neighborhood? Did she leave the bag somewhere? Did she have another house there? Was she there with someone else? My mind was full of questions. Was my stepmom cheating on my dad? I couldn't sleep that night. I was so angry. If that was the case, my dad would be so upset. And she was acting like a mom on top of all that. I had to tell my dad. He had to know the truth. But what if I couldn't prove it? He already knew that I wasn't a huge fan of my stepmom. He could easily think that I was making it up. I had to prove that she was actually cheating on him. I had to get proof before I told him. So I started keeping an eye on her. She never came home late. She didn't really leave home apart from work hours. Was she just being careful? I managed to figure out her phone's passcode so that I could check her social media accounts. I secretly checked her messages the first chance I got. It didn't look like she was cheating. There were no suspicious calls either. Maybe she deleted those? All my research turned up nothing. I was really angry. One day I overheard a conversation my dad and stepmom were having. My dad wanted to go on a family picnic on the weekend. My stepmom said she and her girlfriends had made plans to go for breakfast. I heard the name of the restaurant. I'm going to expose her now, I said to myself. The weekend arrived. I left the house telling my dad that I was going to study with a friend. Was my stepmom really having breakfast with her girlfriends, or was she lying again? I caught a cab to the restaurant she'd mentioned. I looked inside, trying not to be seen. My stepmom was really there. She was with her girlfriends, just like she said. She hadn't lied. Despite my suspicions, I couldn't prove she was cheating on my dad. A few days later, the truth came out when a written notice was delivered. It was a traffic ticket for my stepmom's car. She had driven through a red light. She looked at the notice, trying to remember the incident. She was sure she hadn't been in the neighborhood it mentioned. Suddenly, she remembered. My dad had her car that day. His car was being serviced, so he took hers. I looked at the ticket. I was so shocked. It was the day that we were on the museum trip. I immediately looked at my Instagram photos to double-check the date. It matched up. My dad had been in that neighborhood, not my stepmom. He was the one who had done the shopping and didn't bring them home. Makeup products, coffee machine, a dress. I was going to lose my mind. Was it my dad who had been cheating all this time? I went to my room to calm down. No way. My dad wouldn't do such a thing. Maybe all that stuff on the back seat were presents for someone. I don't know. Maybe the coffee machine was for work. I tried to come up with reasons why my dad wouldn't do this, but I was still suspicious. I had to learn the truth. I secretly got into my dad's social media accounts. I can't tell you how disappointed I was. My dad had been seeing another woman for months. I couldn't stop crying as I read their messages. They were meeting up in her apartment. I had lost my trust for my dad. What's worse is that I found myself in a dilemma. I was really angry when I thought it was my stepmom who was cheating, right? I was going to tell my dad once I gathered some evidence. What was I going to do now? It was my dad who was cheating. It was my dad who was the bad guy, not my stepmom. He may have married her against my will, but he still made a promise to her to be loyal. He was pretending to love her while having an affair with someone else. I didn't know what to do. I was really confused. I thought for days, what was the right thing to do? If I hid the truth, what kind of a life would I have from now on? I had a photo of my mom in my hand, and I cried, thoughts running through my mind. I suddenly remembered something that my mom had told me. People might be hurt when they hear the truth, but it's still their right to know the truth, she had said. I wasn't going to hold it in any longer. I decided to talk to my stepmom. I told her everything, starting from the moment I became suspicious of her. She was really sad when she heard that my dad was cheating on her. She cried and yelled for hours. Finally, she left the house saying she couldn't trust my dad anymore. It was a horrible night. I had destroyed my dad's marriage. I felt guilty, even though I believed I had done the right thing. That night, my dad blamed me for betraying him. He stopped speaking to me. We became like strangers living in the same house. Without my stepmom, the house felt totally empty. When she was here, I just wanted her to go, but now I wanted her here. I was also really sad that she had left like that. I know that my dad was trying really hard to make things up with her. But she said that nothing would be the same again and didn't come back home. A while later, they got divorced. For ages, my dad kept blaming me every chance he got. "You're the reason my marriage ended," he'd say. One day, he unexpectedly said he wanted to talk to me. He was talking to me in a very calm and low voice. He said it was his fault, not mine, that his marriage had ended. I was shocked. It was the first time I saw him cry since my mom's funeral. I made a mistake. I wasn't honest with my wife, and I paid the price for it. But none of that is your fault. We both know that. You did the right thing. You just told the truth. I'm proud to have a daughter like you, he said, and hugged me. We talked and cried for a while, letting everything out. Now we have a much better relationship. We talk about almost everything. I feel happy again after a very long time. You know the weirdest thing? I started seeing my stepmom. It's like my real mom and my dad broke up and I ended up living with my dad. She and I talk a lot. I feel really close to her and tell her everything that's going on in my life. I can tell this makes my dad happy. She can never replace my real mom, but I'm happy to have a really good friend.
Hi, guys. My name is Adam. I'm 14 years old. My parents are doctors. My sister is 3 years older than me. We're a happy family. We have lots of fun together. We always look on the bright side of every situation. Unfortunately, something very upsetting happened recently. It made me realize that you can grow up and mature in a matter of days. My uncle and his family live in another city. They visit us once or twice a year, always bringing us gifts when they come. During their last visit, they brought us a box of chocolates that they had bought in Belgium. We finally understood why Belgian chocolate is so famous. They were all so delicious, so we ate a little too much. My mom had to take the box away from us. If they're that good, don't finish them all in one sitting. You can only have one per day, and I'll give them to you, she said. We weren't happy, but she was the boss, and we knew that she wasn't going to back down. The next day, when my parents were at work, we remembered the chocolates. Not that we ever stopped thinking about them. Where could my mom have hidden them? If we managed to find them, she'd be angry, but we also knew that it wouldn't be long before she forgave us. So, we started looking for the chocolates, but we couldn't find the box anywhere. It looked like my mom was really serious about hiding it. We started looking in the least likely spots. When we were searching through my dad's desk, we found a key that looked really old. There was a wooden box in his room. My dad had worked at a hospital in Afghanistan at some point. We knew that my parents were often writing to each other then. All the letters were inside that box. Could my mom have hidden the chocolates there? We opened the box with the key. And bingo! We were so happy and started eating right away. Meanwhile, my sister started jokingly reading a letter that my dad had written. My beloved, the days are short, but the months don't seem to end. I have missed you so much. So I started going to the box to find a letter from my mom to read as a response. I came across a folder. I showed it to my sister and read what it said on it. Child Protection Services, Adoption Department. We looked at each other in confusion. Would we be crossing the line if we opened the folder? But we couldn't stop. My mom came in just as we were about to open the folder. But she didn't say anything. She just gulped. In a very calm voice, "Go to your rooms, both of you," she said. We didn't look inside. I know what we did was wrong, but aren't you going to tell us what's going on? My sister asked. My mom didn't even look and just showed us the door. I said, "Go to your rooms." We left without saying another word. We had kind of figured it out. When I went to my room, I immediately Googled Child Protection Services Adoption Department. Just as I thought, these documents were about adoption. I texted my sister the link. She replied with another link about the same subject. She was also trying to find answers online. My dad came home soon after. We didn't know what was going on, but the house was very tense. We were waiting anxiously in our rooms. I heard my mom call my sister. Then I heard the front door close. Where could they have gone? I was so curious. Just then, my dad came in. He said my mom and sister went out for a walk. He was being really quiet, as if he didn't know where to begin. A few times he cleared his throat, but still didn't manage to say anything. Finally, he took a deep breath. "Adam, I want this to stay between us, at least for a while," he said. I was getting more and more nervous. I didn't want to hear the rest. Why couldn't they have told me I was adopted? Didn't they think that it would come out eventually? Tears started falling from my eyes. I wasn't crying. I just couldn't stop the tears from falling. My dad looked at me. "Adam, it's time you learned the truth. But promise me that you won't tell your sister that she is adopted. This is really important. Deal?" he said. "Wait a minute. It's my sister who was adopted?" I looked at him in shock. I should have been happy because I'd felt so sad when I thought that it was me. But it was my sister who was adopted. That idea was so painful. This meant that my sister wasn't my real sister, right? She would be so sad if she found out that I wasn't her real brother. Of course, I couldn't tell her this. Even if my dad told me to tell her, I would keep this a secret forever. I couldn't bear making her sad. The next few days were very difficult. It was as if my sister and I had made a pact not to mention that day again. But I could see that the love between us was even stronger now. She was coming to my room a lot, making all these weird faces to make me laugh. I knew that whether or not she was my biological sister, she was my real sister. In fact, I started to love her even more after finding out that she was adopted. People naturally love their siblings, but loving someone you're not related to is so much more meaningful. Don't you agree? Pretty soon, we were as happy as we used to be. I had already forgotten about what had happened. In fact, I was planning on saying to my dad, "Let's tell my sister everything. It really doesn't matter that she's adopted. I love her more than a biological sister." Just around that time, my dad came into my room. "We think that your sister should learn the truth. However, we have a favor to ask you. We'll talk to her, but first we wondered if you'd like to write her a letter, telling her how you feel." Normally, this would be something I would refuse, but I was happy to do it. Yet, I realized that writing such a letter was a lot more difficult than I expected. Yes, from my perspective, nothing had changed. But what was my sister going to think when she found out that she was adopted? How could I explain this without hurting her? I thought about it for days. I'd start and erase it over and over. I didn't even have the first sentence. Then I had an idea. If she was adopted, for how long had she been my sister? I mean, was she here when I was born? Or did she come after me? I tried to remember our oldest memory to figure this out. There were so many memories from the time when I was a toddler, but which one was the oldest? I decided that the one that I barely remembered must have been the oldest. In this memory, we're somewhere where there are a lot of kids. We're running towards something. I don't know where this was. Like I said, I barely remember it. I trip on something and fall. Only one of the kids stops. The one who stops is, of course, my sister. She helps me up, checks if my knees are scraped, and then picks me up. Then we start running towards the other kids. I started my letter with this memory. "You've been my sister all this time, and you'll always be my sister," I continued. "Not having the same mother does not weaken our bond, but only makes it stronger." I started crying, telling her how much I loved her, how I'll always love her, and that nothing will change that. Every word I wrote was true. I just wrote whatever I was feeling. Finally, the big day arrived. My dad texted me during the day asking, "Is your letter ready?" When I said that it was, "You can give it to her tonight," he said. It wasn't tense at home anymore. It was like we were all finally relaxed and in a really good mood. When my dad signaled me with his eyes, I knew it was time. "Let's meet in my office," he said. My sister was there when I entered. The wooden box that started it all was on the desk. My parents were smiling. I had put the letter in an envelope. I gave it to my sister. She was shocked. She gave me a piece of paper too. When I opened it, I saw that it was a letter that started with, "My dear Adam." I was so confused. Why did she write me a letter? We went to opposite corners of the room to read. I couldn't believe my eyes. My sister was saying that I was adopted. Just like me, she had written about how much she loved me and that whether or not I was her biological brother made no difference to her. After reading, we first looked at each other and then to our parents. My dad took out the adoption papers from the box and told us to come closer. He showed us the folder. Yes, we were both adopted. It wasn't just my sister, I was adopted too. My sister and I looked at each other. We couldn't help it and started laughing. There was no distinction between us. We were in the same boat. We shared the same fate. We hugged each other, then my parents joined in. The four of us hugged for a while. Then we went to dinner. My parents apologized for keeping this a secret. They said they were going to tell us when the time was right, but that the chocolates had accelerated the process. When the whole thing began, my mom called a psychiatrist that she works with. She said this wasn't her specialty and asked the child psychologist to help out. That's how this idea of letters came up. My parents thought it was a good plan, so they took action. Well, you know the rest. We learned something else that day too. My parents had intended to only adopt my sister. They didn't know about me. But my sister didn't want to leave me behind. She threw herself on the floor, crying, "He is my brother. I won't leave Adam here," she kept saying. Apparently, she named me Adam. We're not sure, but we think that it's a name from her biological family. My parents caved in and decided to adopt us both. As you can see, we were really siblings from the beginning. Thank you for listening to me. If you want to share something that happened to you and that really affected you, send an email to the address in the info section. Bye.